know. Martha.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Oh, you broke up.
So how you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. Had a busy day.
You're resting? Are you resting any?
No.
No.
But we're going to New Orleans next week for a couple of days, so I won't be doing much then. Today the repairman came out and fixed my glass top that I cracked.
Uh-oh.
Between changing over from meat to dairy or dairy to meat, you know, you scald your sink with boiling water. Well, I had
uh-huh.
already done it once during the week when I did a switch over, and I had a whistling tea kettle and didn't fool with the spout, but anyway, my tea kettle didn't go off. And so it,
uh-huh.
when I noticed it, it burned a hole through my glass top.
Oh,
and
no.
So, yeah, we had to order a new top, and today they came and fixed it, and then I had to go shopping, for paper and food supplies, that kind of thing that I use here. And
mm-hmm.
So the day was gone, you know, it's a full day. But
right.
I don't have to cook for a while.
I know, right?
The fruit. Yeah, so I'm okay there.
Uh-huh. That's good. It's always nice to take a break from cooking.
Yeah, it is. Because I'm having to clean, you know, get the house
mm-hmm.
back. Because we basically, you know, gave them our bedroom and gave him the bedroom and the little girl the smaller bedroom. So we took the
mm-hmm.
recliners. And
oh, no, really?
It's all the linens and, you know, scrubbing everything all over again because you don't get to do too much when they're here.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, it was a good time, but it's also a good time to get back to just being up
yeah.
to in the house again.
Mm-hmm.
And listen,
mm-hmm.
how can I get those books to you? Oh, is that hello now? So
yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoa. Anna Bekoa, Gedula Shemin Chau, Tati, Seruva, Alatet Gimel Yitzhak Sadi. Kaberinat amcha sadbeinu saharenu nora ukeshayim sintetun nagibor dorsheyudcha kevava shamre. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barhem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlein. Betet resh taditap gimel. Pasim kadosh v'ro tucha nae. Adata Petkuk Beth Tet Lunayan Yahid Gea Lamcha Pene Zohre Kedushata Yud Gimelamed Pei Zayan Ku Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufa Sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahe, Adonai Yohei Wahe, El Rachum Bechanun, Erech Apayim, Beral Chesed Be'emet, Noser Chesed La'alafim, Noseyawon Wafesha, Bechata'ad Benakei. We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Parashat of Yitro. It's Pasuk 29 from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. And we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabarihu ishkinte bidhilu erhimud hilud hilu erhimud le'afda l'shem yud he b'vayt he v'yehuda shinim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah, lasok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba amar bekama atar taneinan bekucha. Perichu koma deaved leela utata. Kolayu kishot miovada dikshot belei lach mila bialma ibae barnash vedach yalea mineya ulanhaga beya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikolay sterich. Be Alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishka v'amnon, vayidchal v'yavo, ha-melech liroto, vayomer amnon, el ha-melech tavo, na tamar, achoti yud labev, le'ene. The second verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Patati odiaha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, la donai, yo he wahe, we ata nasata, awon hatati. The year 5777 has the energy of the goat and the wake up. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we will study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyavai hinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the words of the verse, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadevaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first verse we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Baraka kohanim hayu limat v'lo yachlu lahavshit et kol ha'olot Vayahastum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelotam Laha V'ad Yitkadshu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishre Levav Lehitkadesh Me HaKohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we permute these letters, we're able to create eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yolayo Alame Hey 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 Aka'a Rekaha. The second verse for the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu v'adonai yohewahe Ade ad ki biya yohewadonai yohewahe Tzur olami. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy. The first is from Job. It's chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili muki. Next, we study 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu. Mikol ha-machavoyim Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem Elai el-nachom V'halakti yitchem V'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'kipasti O tov v'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in all of the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leamili Israel untati vishakan takta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu vene avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. now connect to the 72 names of God by saying the letters of the names with their root vowel out loud in sequence. Wa-he-wa-yo-la-yo, sa-yo-te, a-la-me, me-he-shi-la-la-he, a-ka-a-ta-he-ta, he-za-yo-wa-la-da, wa-a-wa-he-he-ya, yo-za-la-me-be-he, he-re-yo-he-ko-me, la-a-wa-ka-la-yo, la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa to me mi da a nu yo he a me Hey hey ah yo yo za, hey 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la hey sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo hey wa hey wa da nu yo hey hey shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be hey pe wa yo nu me me. Yo yo la hey re hey me ta re wa me be yo hey hey anu wa me hey yo ta me be me nu ko ayo a hey be wa re a hey yo be me yo hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim. And we'll speak them in the same way. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta. Hey hey yo anu da la hey wa hey me a. Yo ta la me re hey hey yo yo hey me me. La wa wa ka be yo, la yo wa pe nu la, nu me ha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa, yo, nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he, ra le, re la yo, a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he a yo he shla he shi he me ha ka wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo. Hey yo shi a la me, nu hey a nu wa ta, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo, da he be me ko ka, me ka ko a la a he he wa re la he. Yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim who left this day, the eighth day of Av: Rabbi Simcha Sisel Ziv of Kelm, Rabbi Menucham Mekaalov, Rabbi Yom Tov Dainun, and the eighth verse of the Anna B'Koach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is our Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. Please scroll down to Parashat Pinchas. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to section 10A, which is continuing our class from a few weeks ago about the Levirate marriage and reincarnation. We will be starting at Pasuk 52. Does anybody have any questions before I begin? Oh, Haki Tzadik Dehu Metaltel Me'atar Le'atar Midayit Le'bayit Keilu Yete Begilgula Zimnim Segin Dechainu Yoseh Heset La'alafim Le'ahagag Adiske Le'almadiate Shelim Avalechayavaya Lateleya Yatir Mitlat Zimin Vizchazar Betiyuta Aita Itmar Beya Galut Mikaperet Awon Ugin Dauk Buha Mem Tzadikim Shuvinun Einan Chozrim Le'afaram. The translation. So also a righteous man who wanders from place to place, from house to house, is like a person who goes through many incarnations. This is what is meant by showing mercy to thousands of generations of those that love me, until he achieves perfection in the world that is coming. But a wicked person is not allowed more than 3 incarnations. If he repents, however, his wandering is considered a reincarnation, and he achieves the perfection of a righteous man. For we have learned that exile atones for transgression. This is why the sages of the Mishnah taught, the righteous do not return to their dust again, namely, they do not incarnate. My commentary. The verse is extremely interesting. Each time a person moves from one house to another house, it is considered a reincarnation, since the energy of that new location is changing the person. Pasuk 53. Ela karamiz v'afar aher yikach v'tach ed habayit We Adam al afar yashuv yashov he afar al haaretz kishe chaya begin dehu minuga velet beya elaisha ra yetzer harav deitmar baisha ra. Sarat Levala Maita Kanteya Yagar Shena Vait Rapedihi Garmat Vyagaresh Et Hadam Hadam Da Nishmita Et Vat Zugo The Adam Katsipor No, that mean kaina kenish no dead mean como. The translation. Concerning the wicked, scripture says that he shall take other mortar and shall plaster the house, that he shall take another body coming from the dust in reincarnation and amend his soul. And man shall return to dust, means that he will return in reincarnation. And also the dust returns to the earth as it was. It intimates that he will return in a reincarnation. This is because the wicked person is afflicted and has but a bad woman, that is the evil inclination, about which we have learned that a bad woman is like leprosy to her husband, for she is the body of the wicked. What remedy does the wicked person have? Let him divorce her and be healed. That is, he should get rid of his present body, take another body, and so be healed. For she, the wicked woman, that is the body, was the cause of so he drove out the man. The man refers to the soul. The particle et refers to the body, which is the spouse of man, who is the soul, as it says, as a bird who wanders from her nest, so is man who wanders from his place. In other words, because the man caused the bird, which is the soul, to wander from its nest, for it was driven out from its heavenly place because of his sins, so also does a man wander from his place in order that he should return in a reincarnation. My commentary. There is a hint in this pasuk that the Yetzer Tov is the soul and the Yetzer Hara is the body. This is my opinion. Pasuk 54. Ugin da gam seipor ma'ata ba'it ha'inu yavama udror kavla. Tainu goel asher shita efrochecha Beinu vad zaka'a ihu man diaved Kina v'gal et mimkar achiv dihu Makur davur dilav dileya. The translation, and that is why even the sparrow has found a home, meaning the deceased brother's wife. This means that the sparrow, the dead childless man's soul, has found a home as it was incarnated in the body of the widow, who became a home to it. And the swallow, a nest for herself, refers to the Redeemer who marries the deceased brother's widow and finds himself a nest in her, where she may lay her young, refers to a son and a daughter. They beget. Happy is he who makes a nest, that is, who marries the widow of his childless deceased brother, and shall redeem that which his brother sold. For the widow of his deceased brother is considered as though sold to him, for she is not his, but his brother's, and she is therefore called that which his brother sold. My commentary. The verse is explaining that the son that the widow bears is the reincarnation of her husband, and she is also promised a daughter, so that she has continuity as well. Pasuk 55. Ugin da amar Moshe vayitavar. Shem Bileman Tem Hakahu Sod Haibur Raya Mimhemana Shaziz Shitin Ribo Kamazinim Diate Gildula Ginda Dekut Kulhu Talyayo Kudshabrihu Beya Uginda Ukmuha Rabbanan Nisha Achat Yalda Bamitraim Shishim Ribo Bakeres Aechad Dea Agid Yukmuha Uvanan Bamilin Acharanim Shivim Panim Letorah. The translation. And this was why Moses said, and Hashem was angry, Vayita bear with me for your sakes. And this is the secret of the conception. For Malchut conceived by the soul of Moses. The faithful shepherd saved 60,000 souls in Israel a number of times, for he incarnated in a number of generations and saved them. For this reason, the Holy One, blessed be He, ascribed to Moses the merit of all of them. And this is why the sages taught, one woman in Egypt brought forth in one womb 600,000 at one birth. This is Moses, who was considered as equal to the 600,000 souls of Israel. And although the sages expounded this verse with regard to other matters, there is no difficulty because there are 70 aspects to the Torah. My commentary. This verse brings a new and unique interpretation of the verse from Devarim. What is new and what is unique? It is the idea of reincarnation of a soul unified with another soul. We have all heard that Moshe was equal to the 600,000 souls of Israel. The question is, how does that work? Is it literal? That Moshe is concealed in another soul, waiting for that soul to need his assistance? Is it a reference to the capacity of Moshe's desire to receive, to choose to be close to the Creator? Is it that Moses does assist each soul to reach closeness with the Creator? Pasuk 56. Dehaki orach demare razin amrin margalit lechtal midehom vela ishtamodin beya birmiza ahdar lon hahu mila b'mile shehok Ke gavna dehahu, di amar debecha, achat afilat, shitim kirakim, di ata becha, benaflat min ofa, dehava parach me bavira, umachat ilen. Shitin karakin umare deletanuta amru delamar huela debarnash katav shishin karakin liata beitza Nafkat minofa umchakat shitin karakim diktiva v'chas v'shalom tamare oraita amrin milim shas d'ishok udvarim betelim v'oraita. This is the way in which the mystics offer a pearl to their pupils. And if the pupils do not understand the hint, it is explained to them as a jest. For example, a man says that a single egg overthrew 60 villages because the egg was dropped by a bird that was flying in the air and struck the villages. The jester said that this is not what he said, but that a man wrote on a piece of paper 60 villages, and the egg dropped by the bird erased the words 60 villages. And heaven forbid that the sages of the Torah should say jocular and useful things of the Torah. My commentary. There is much for a student of Kabbalah to contemplate in this pasuk. Then apply your intuition after the contemplation to another story or verse that you do not understand yet. Pasuk 57. Elaha ukbuha efrochim ilain mare mishna o beitzim ilain mare mikra ukgavna denasal mehahu nifo tehu bar nafle nefilat beitza tehu edrog shira deka beitza ugina itmar biyom hahu akim etzukat david hanofelet v'naflu ama shishim hema melachot deinun karikim ba kegon ketzad korkim et shema v'inun lakabel shishim mi matzechtot v'alamot ein mispar ilein betulot acharecha reotecha v'inun halachot delet lon hoshvban. The translation. What they taught young ones are the sages of the Mishnah. Eggs are the scripture scholars. That is to say, the young ones are Zeran Pin, unto which these sages of the Mishnah hold, whereas the eggs are Malchut, unto which the scripture scholars hold. And it is like falling, the Hebrew is Nafal, from that young bird, the Hebrew is Nipol. Zeran Pin called fallen because the fall originates in him, just as the egg drops from a bird. For from him falls the egg, which is built like an etrog, as it is at the same size as an egg, which is to say that both an egg and an etrog are malchut. That is why an etrog is egg size. And it is said about it, on that day I will raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen. For it has fallen into exile and has to be raised up again. And with it fell into exile 60 queens. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, each one of which includes 10, and they are called villages. The Hebrew word is prachem. Since they are bound, the Hebrew prushem. It has the same sense as in how are the portions of the Shema bound together, namely joined together without interruption. And here also its meaning is that its six ends are tied together in it, and they correspond to the 60 tractates. For the oral law, which is Malchut, is divided into 60 tractates, which correspond to the 60 queens referred to above. And young women without number, these are the virgins, her companions that follow her, namely the palaces that are in Bria, which are halachot, legal rulings that are innumerable, being in Bria. My commentary is very short. This pasuk relates to the mitzvah of the mother bird. Pasuk 58. Wehahu nipo ihu benya ihu betoch nun tarin divina dehainu yachamesh zimin asar vavihu nipo denafol denafal patar hahio tibmarech Naflata Mishamayim Helal Ben Shahar Bikre Mipo Velo Nafal Velo Nofel Begin Deveya Mipo Yodbal Benachit Bechon Legabe Hashem deitmar bechom betelachna shetehen hahidiktiv shalet shalach shalech tishalach had mibayit rishon v'tim yana mibayit shenei Ve'akama lon ha'hidiktiv yismechu ha'shamayim v'tagel ha'aretz. The translation. And that young bird is the son of Yud-Heh, namely Zerantin, which is within the 50 gates of Bina, namely, Yud-Heh, where 10 is multiplied by 5, amounting to 50. The Vav, which is Zeranpin, is called a young bird, a fallen one, because it fell after that, about whom it is said, how are you fallen from heaven, O bright star, son of the morning? This is Malchut, which is so called because of its two states. In one state it is black, and in the other it is brightly lighted. And Zeranpin followed her when she was in exile in order to raise her up. And that is why he is called fallen. And that is not written, and it is not written that he fell or falls. That is to say, it is not he that falls, but Malchut who falls from him, from heaven to earth. And he has in him Yud and Vav, namely Zeranpin includes the Yud and the Vav of the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, that are Hakma and Zeranpin, and he descends through them in order to raise up the two letters of He of the Yud-Heh Vav-Heh, namely Bina and Malchut, about whom it is said, so the two of them went. This is the meaning of, but you shall surely let go. literally letting go, you shall let go. The first letting go refers to the first temple, which was destroyed, and corresponds to the first hay. The second letting go refers to the second temple, which was also destroyed, and corresponds to the hay that is the last letter of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. The Yud and the Vav of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh descended in order to raise up the two letters of hay, as is written, "Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad." The initial letters of the four Hebrew words forming this verse are Yud, He, Vav, He. And so the Yud and the Vav are joined with the two letters of He. My commentary. This verse is clear as written, yet this is the kind of story and discussion referred to above when it describes the pearls of the mystics. Contemplate it well, students of Kabbalah. Pasuk 59. Tachati hai shimsha itgalya be'ama be'itkasya belelya benahir b'shitin ribo kochavaya ofakiraya me'mana batar de'itkanish me'almanahir b'shitin ribon ribo nishmatin di'Israel idira Kad kayaut behaihu raza de kalgula di amar aleya kohelalet dor cholech the dor ba the ukmuha the late dor padhut. Meshishim ribo taharet leolam omedet daki hahiyo ta'it mar baharet adom raglai rehaya ziraracha kafar haaret. The translation. Come and see, the sun is seen by day and hidden by night, when it shines through 600,000 stars. The faithful shepherd is similar. After his departure from the world, he returns in an incarnation and shines on the 600,000 souls of Israel, but only if the generation is worthy. This is the secret of reincarnation, concerning which Kohelet said, one generation passes away and another generation comes. We have learned that a generation is no less than 600,000, but the earth abides forever. This is the congregation of Israel, which is Malchut, concerning which it is written, and the earth is my footstool, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. My commentary. Another mystic pearl that is clear as written. Pasuk 60. V'od raza achara ukmu ha-rabbanan hador sheholech Hu hador sheva halach kiger bachiger holech soma basuma v'yoduk buha rabbanan v'yatil hawa moshe lekabela oraita bedara Tufana ela begin dahago la shia yo. Haidiki bishagim bishagam hu basar bishagim ze moshe ve amai kire leya. Bishagam melako helat chisar bet min hashagayim bishagam kilik kasa mila amar amriti shegam zechavel. The translation. And the sages have taught us yet another secret. One generation passes away and another generation comes. This means that the generation that passes away is the same generation that comes. A cripple goes and a cripple comes. A blind man goes and a blind man comes. And the sages further taught that Moses was destined to receive the Torah in the generation of the flood, but did not receive it then, because of the wicked people, as it is written, for that he also, the Hebrew is Beshagam, is flesh. The numerical value of the word Beshagam is the same as that of Moses. Why is he called Beshagam? In order to keep the matter secret. And Kohelet even removed the bet from Beshagam to conceal it even more. When he said, I said that this also, Shagam, is vanity. Shagam here refers to Moses, and Kohelet removed the bet in order to conceal the matter. My commentary. Many secrets are revealed here. Wherever are these secrets applied is the question. Pasuk 61. V'ok muha al yitro lama nikra shemo keni sheni prad magi Mikayin kam motzina kadisha we amar al dakiti kaniti ish et yudo Hashem techazat leya beruach hakodesh biatidin beno lemaital Hagazit. The translation. It has been taught about Jethro. Why is his name called Kenite? Because he had severed himself from Cain. The holy luminary, Rabbi Shimon, arose and said, therefore it is written about Cain, I have acquired, the Hebrew word is kaniti, a man-child from Hashem. For she saw Jethro through the Holy Spirit, and that his sons would in the future sit in the chamber of granite stones where the Sanhedrin used to meet. And my commentary, and another mystic pearl. Pasuk 62. Theofaki Rabbi Pedat Dafawa Dechika Leya Shata Tilahawa Leya Ela Kalha Harudin Leash Kemo le Rabbi Chanina Amai ha-batar de-halat bat-kol me-afkat Be-omeret kol ha-olam Kulo inun mi-zon Ela bishbil chanina b'ni. The translation. And so it was with Rabbi Padatz, who was in distress, and who had no more than a measure of kerubs from one Shabbat evening to the next. Rabbi Hananiah, he asked, why is this? Since a heavenly voice had proclaimed, the whole world is fed only because of Hanina, my son. My commentary. This pasuk is not clear to me since I do not have specific knowledge of the Talmud in this lifetime. But I do remember now that I had heard a story from one of my teachers talking about a Rabbi Hananiah and his righteousness. And obviously he, Rabbi Hananiah, was telling people that the world was fed, all the food sources were due to the merit of Rabbi Padatz. So the question being asked is similar to the red heifer. Why does the man who is cleansing others become impure? The question is, why did Rabbi Padatz have to be on starvation rations since through his merit he was feeding the whole world? Pasuk 63. Elaihu garim kodem decharav kafet min yudbihu yabok ofakilacho elakav harubin diat yudbihu yehud umin eyaatya Neviu liat bet dehi birakavehi kodesh umineya it kadash kuftehi kedushaya birabi pedat garim lemecheve Karuvin dileya kafet deinun kaft kedusha biraka ofaki laho ela kal haruvin ofaki iyov ben yavama hawa Ugin dai danash alma deira lokevar. The translation. And he answers that he caused this in his first reincarnation when he destroyed, the Hebrew word is charav, the measure, the Hebrew is kav kuf bet. The measure from Yud, which made Yud Kaf Bet. Hence he was left with only a measure of Kerubs, which is Charuv. He explains his words. Yud Bet and Kuf are the initial letters of the word Yehud, unification, Bracha, blessing, and Kiddusha, holiness. The letter Yud stands for unification, which is the secret of the name Ephiyeh, which is Bina, from which the emanation comes to the letter Bet, standing for blessing, which is the secret of the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, which is there on 10, which is holy, from which Kof is sanctified, which is the sanctification, namely the name Adonai, which is Malchut. And Rabbi Padat caused in his first reincarnation his measure, his Kof Bet, to be destroyed, which are holiness and blessing, without the unity shining upon them. Thus he had only a measure of cherubs. So too was it with Job, who was the son of a Levirate widow. And he was punished because of what had already happened to him in his first incarnation. My commentary. Some amazing information in this pasuk. That's the end of the section on Levirate marriage. Does anyone have any questions? I wish shalom to everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom. Have a beautiful evening. Our 7 a.m. class tomorrow, we will finish Psalm 37.
Okay.
Shalom
to all.
Did
you say we will have the Psalm? We will have the psalm class tomorrow.
Yes,
we will have the psalm class. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.